All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page 177, the middle of the page. So let's actually pick up. It's mamish the middle. It's the last two words on the line. Besocha teva. It's about 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down from the top. So besocha teva nimtza matzpon. So remember again, what we are trying to figure out is we've acknowledged the fact that zrizus is an exceptionally important mitzvah. Exceptionally important. We've also acknowledged the fact, not mitzvah, but exceptionally important midah. We've also acknowledged the fact that zrizus is a very difficult midah to acquire, given the fact that it seems to go against the very nature of man. Man, by definition, is Adam, Adama, stationary, not moving, and yet again, this resource requires me to be in perpetual movement. So we're trying to figure out, is there something innate within man that could help to trigger the midah of this resource? So we began to discuss yesterday that man has a conscience. Man has a matzpon. And in that matzpon, ultimately, again, well, let's discuss. So within the natural world, man has a conscience. As in techazek es hamatzbom ba'ofen naki be'etzem efsharos lizrizus leaves k'tzas pachos lo tivis. So remember we discussed yesterday that part of the conscience of man is that if someone does something good for me, by definition, I have a desire and a need to reciprocate, and that's just a natural reflexive reaction. And therefore, again, so I see that the concept of zrizus, or at least an element of zrizus, is embedded in my consciousness. So now I have to realize that Jesus, at least, is not totally alien to me. Still difficult, still a challenge, but not something totally out of the norm. He goes on, Has Jesus, he kvar lo kol kach lo tivis, he lo kol kach rechoka mehateva. Hine kitzas hafachta osa liyosa le tivis, hinesh enes al chumrim tivim, amatzon shenimtza b'sochenu. Mashu omer, nachon ata lo yechol igmol, Ava ata mishtaidel mekayim mitzos ve'ez ze'ef shalifateach madregos madregos. Now that we've established that the conscience exists, and now that we've established again that innate within man is this desire or is this recognition that I have to repay the good that is done to me. So when we put all of this together, we begin to see that there may be what we'll call an innate or natural springboard upon which I can go ahead and build the midah of zrizus. Let's go weiter. Liros es achaser besocha tzaros. So the goal in life is to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, even in all of the difficulties. So we can, let's delve a little bit deeper into this and build another level onto this. There is no such thing as a person within any particular situation. It was a very profound statement. Every single person, no matter what your life circumstance, whether a person is rich or a person is poor, a person is healthy, a person is ill, who does not see the niflos, the wondrous events, and the tovos, and the great kindnesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his situation. It was a very profound statement. No matter how difficult life is, there are always brachos. There are always brachos. There are always beautiful things that are happening for me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakoma harishona, haisa ma'od pshuta. So the first level we discussed was a bit more simple. Ba'ofen klali, page 178. Ba'ofen klali, noladas, I'm sorry. Ba'ofen klali, noladita. Ata chai, ata kayim, ata mevin shish lecha kitzas matzbon. So on the most basic level, so remember, my conscience tells me that I have an obligation to go ahead and do for God, because God has done for me. So on the most basic level, what has God done for me? So we'll say one thing that's clear, which is, he's given me life, right? I was born, right? And I woke up this morning, Baruch Hashem. And so I have a conscience. My conscience tells you, listen, when somebody does something nice for you, you need to reciprocate. That just almost seems to be reflexive within a person. So I realize that I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that could begin to kind of serve as the seeds for his resource. But there's another piece. But there's a second level. Tistakel. Lo rak shatonim. Look a little bit closer at your life. don't just look at the fact that you exist, shata kayim, ela shebechola matzavim im tisamek atotira shiyishtov. Well, so there's a deeper level. Not only do I have to have recognition and gratitude for God that I'm alive, that is true, but I have to look a little bit deeper in all of my life circumstances. And when I look a bit deeper, I will realize that what? That there's good in every life circumstance. I will realize that there is tov in everything and anything and everything in my life. Afilu matzavim kashim, adam ani, adam chole, even in difficult situations, a person is poor, a person is sick, im tisbonin heitev, atatira shiyesh niflaos v'tovos. If you contemplate, you will see that there are wondrous and good things. Hamon dvarim tovim, many so many wonderful things. V'zed dorish ma'amatz. Zelo pashat liros ezeh. Rabbi Bosa, here's the chap. Page 178, about six lines down from the top. But the idea is that often, this is not immediately recognizable. In other words, sometimes when you just take a cursory glance at life, at your circumstances, you're not going to see good. It's just a derech ha-chayim, especially when a person is having a difficult time in life. Often my difficulties are exceptionally pronounced. But says Rav Kashdil, says the Ramchal, you have to sometimes take a look a little bit deeper and you will begin to see the beautiful tov in all of your circumstances. He goes on, he says, Lo kimo, ze lo kimo lahagin, nolarati, ani chai. Rabbi say, to have gratitude for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm alive, so that's hopefully easy because that's just an objective reality. You can't deny that. You can't deny that. That's obvious and observable. However, lahatzliach liros b'machalo uba'oni niflos v'tovos v'rabos zelo pashut. Rabbi say, to be the kind of person who's able to see, even in the midst of sickness or in the midst of poverty, the niflos tovos v'rabos, the beautiful niflos, the wondrous chasodim and the wondrous acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zelo pashut. You know, that's not a simple thing. That requires work. Zeva drego. Both say that's a level. You know, we all know people like this. I think it's one of the hardest things in life to be solid with God when life is good. That most of us are able to handle. But when there are challenges, and sometimes exceptionally unique challenges, it's so easy just to lose that perspective. And it's a madriga. There's a level that a person is able to reach where I'm able to see the kindness and the love and the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm able to see all of my brachos, even in the midst of all of my difficulties. Zes boninos od yosra amuka. It's a greater level of contemplation in life. Ze od his paschus. Both say this is another level of self-development. Oso dover betzur yosra mufutachas ma'amika. Latzliach liros b'machlo boni niflos. We'll say again, sometimes the highest level, or one of the highest levels, is to be able to see the brachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the midst of incredible challenge. Kilomar, kasher ata asher ubari, ze pashut liros hasatov v'chesed. We'll say, if I'm healthy and wealthy, right, so then it's easier, or not easier, it's pashut, he says, which, by the way, it's not even so pashut, because many people are healthy and wealthy. But he's saying, all right, at least on a, we're not talking about somebody who's not religiously connected at all. But if somebody's a Torah Jew, somebody's rooted in religion, so when life is going well, I see the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch, right? And again, he's really focusing on the two major areas of life. I'm healthy and I'm wealthy. So obviously there are other areas as well. But when those things are in order, I feel the chasad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval la'ani v'chola ze'etkar yoser gadol yoser. But I will say, to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to sense his brachos even when I'm ill, or even chas v'shalom when I'm poor, that's a higher madriga. Let's do this last paragraph. Shafilu ba'an yo mamsi parnasaso derech neis ve'pela ve'eno maniach lamos b'ran. But I will say, you know, here's an amazing thing, and this is really, like, if you think about this, even if a person is poor, you know, Baruch Hashem, let's say a person might not have a lot, but let's say the poor person has food. The fact that a person could be so down on his luck, but yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that he has bread, he has what to eat, is that not a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hachola al shemachziko b'chovet chayom ha-kosav v'eno manichalo ed ha-shachas. The person is ill, but despite his overwhelming illness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still keeps him alive. V'chin kol ki yotzei bazeh. So we'll say, is an incredible yisod. The Ramchal says, and we'll stop over here for a table. I'll pick up with this on Monday, Yartz Hashem. What the Ramchal is saying is that one of the midos that we really have to work on, is this ability to go ahead and see the good in life and see the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when things are not perfect. Well, perfect. Nothing's ever perfect. Even when things are not great. You know, everybody is close with God, everybody. But it's easier to be close with God when things are going my way, when Baruch Hashem, the brachos are lining up. But what happens when they're not? What happens when there are challenges? Well, say, you know, it's an interesting thing that a person could sometimes be having challenges. And often when there's a challenge, the first question is, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But yet, that same person, when they were having all of their brachos and life was good, never said, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was clear, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Never had any tightness on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Never said, well, I don't deserve these things. So we have to work on our emunah to go both ways. That we have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He gives us our brachos. And even when things are not going so great, to go out of our way to ask ourselves, I know there's chesed in this situation. I know there's chesed. Where is the chesed? And the Ramchal gives extreme examples. And by the way, the Ramchal doesn't just give, the Ramchal lived these examples. So Ramchal says, a person is poor. You know what? Am I dying of starvation? And if the answer to that is no, then amazingly enough, the way the Jewish mind is programmed is that that's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person is ill. Am I dying? Am I still alive? And the answer is yes, that's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll say it's an incredible way to think, a very high level to think. But says the Ramchal, that's our job, to find the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation. We'll stop over here, but you understand, of course, where he's going with this. And the place where this is leading ultimately is that if I go ahead and cultivate within myself a recognition of the Ribono Shel Olam's chesed in every single life situation, the result of that is Zrizos. Because the result of that is, I realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me so much. Would I like a little more? Sure, I'd like a little more. But I recognize that before He even gives me that little more, there's so much other stuff that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. So by definition, again, I have an obligation to reciprocate. The way that reciprocity ultimately plays out is through the Midah of Zrizos. All right, we'll stop over here. Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up with this on Monday.